Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them.
MGTOW 3.0 is gender separation. What do I mean by gender separation? I previously made a video about gender segregation, and YouTube actually flagged the video and put it behind a wall so that no one could see it, discover it, comment on it, or even like it. So, we're just going to use another word for that and simply say gender separation. MGTOW 3.0 is gender separation. Also, as you can see at the bottom of the screen, I am trying to raise $1,000 right now for the laptop. I'm trying to get a brand new laptop because you guys just can't stop, won't stop. Now, gender separation is something that men should have seen coming a long time ago. Gender separation is something that we are now seeing the beginning of the emergence, especially with everything that's happening in Hollywood. Kevin Spacey was recently accused of molesting or sexually assaulting a 14-year-old, a guy who says that he touched him inappropriately when he was 14. Kevin Spacey being the guy who acts in House of Cards on Netflix. Kevin Spacey, of course, has already said, hey, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. The point is that this whole thing with Harvey Weinstein is just a perfect example of how everything is collapsing and how men are distancing themselves from women. MGTOW 1.0 was about men going their own way, focusing on themselves, their own happiness, their lives. Well, MGTOW 1.0 was about men actually trying to rebuild a relationship with women. That was MGTOW 1.0. MGTOW 1.0 was men trying to rebuild a relationship with women by not looking to the government, but looking within themselves. It was kind of like a white knight version of MGTOW. This is a version of MGTOW that was around from roughly 2000 through 2010. MGTOW 2.0 emerged around 2009, 2010, and Stardust and Barbarossa are essentially the fathers of MGTOW 2.0. They basically said that men should not do these things. Instead, forget about trying to rebuild a relationship with women. We should be focusing on ourselves, our own happiness, and going our own way in the sense that we don't marry or have children. Focus on your passion and what makes you happy. That's MGTOW 2.0. MGTOW 3.0 will be gender separation, essentially men separating themselves socially, economically, and financially from the government and women. We'll see this happen in workplaces where men choose to become consultants or freelancers. Basically, if they want access to male labor, if they want access to male intelligence, they're going to have to pay for it. And it sure as hell will not be cheap. MGTOW 3.0 will literally see the emergence of MGTOWns. MGTOWns, you heard me right. And MGTOWns will be no joke. You see, in MGTOWns, men will be focusing on themselves and their own happiness. In MGTOWns, men will be going their own way, and women will not be allowed in MGTOWns. It's one of the things that truly frightens women about the concept of men going their own way, essentially going their own way without women entirely. Steve MGTOW James says, what's up, Angry? What's going on, bro? Like I said, I am trying to raise $1,000 for the laptop fund. You can actually donate using your credit card, and you can find a link to support me, Support the fund in the video. In the description, it says donate for laptop fund, streamlabs.com/MGTOW info 101. So you can use that link and you can actually donate using a credit card. All right? And it'll pop up on the screen. Someone said, Rob says, Nigtowns, okay? What, Negan? At the end of the day, men are going to be focusing on themselves and their own happiness, but they're going to be separating themselves from women virtually entirely. All right? Someone just says, MGTOW is freedom. And that's it's going to happen rampantly. Don't forget, men in Silicon Valley are rushing away. We have guys named Silicon Valley MGTOW on here right now. And there are numerous articles stating that men who work in Silicon Valley are joining MGTOW. Okay? They did an interview with a guy who worked for NVIDIA. It was either, I think it was NVIDIA or AMD. And he's like a senior engineer. And he basically came out as a MGTOW proudly. And he makes it quite clear that he is a MGTOW and how things are messed up right now. The fact is, he hasn't lost his job yet from what we've heard. And he doesn't give a fuck. Why doesn't he give a fuck? Because he's vital to that position. Someone said, how do we actually form a town though? How we actually form a town is the following. We've actually been looking at ghost towns, purchasing a ghost town, and basically that has enough, you know, that has enough resources, housing, and so forth. You can get them quite cheap. About, like, there's one going for $1.9 million that has about 80 houses on the property right now and a bunch of other things set up. At this point, once we set up a MGTOW, we'd also have to install solar panels so that we could generate our own electricity and a water system so we could collect our own water and purify it, just in case they had tried to shut off our water and solar power. These are some things that we'd have to think about, but I don't see them being extraordinary. And especially with Tesla pumping out those new solar panel technology, we could definitely get it done. So, gender separation is coming, but even going beyond the concept of a MGTOW, that's just going to be a result of men separating themselves from women as MGTOW 3.0 emerges. But we're saying that men are going to separate themselves financially, socially, and economically from women and society. This means that more and more men are also going to choose not to put their money in the banks and instead to put their money in cryptocurrency, where it cannot be touched or accessed by the government, as they do not trust the government. They'll be putting their money in cryptocurrency so that it cannot be touched or taken by women. You're going to have a number of men going to companies and they're going to say, pay me in Bitcoin. They're going to say, pay me in Bitcoin. How do I want to be paid? I want to be paid in Bitcoin. You heard me right. When you're a consultant, I do believe there is a way for them to do withholdings. However, typically many consultants pay taxes at the end of the year for all the money that they've made. And I believe that this is going to become the extraordinary norm for most people. Around 40% of all people right now are actually consultants in the United States. You heard me right, 40%, almost half of the US workforce already consultants, and that number is set to skyrocket in coming years as a result of automation and changing job trends. These changing job trends are going to have a substantial effect on women. Men in Silicon Valley, for example, those jobs are going to be mostly secure because those guys are in fields such as research and development, marketing, engineering. These are fields that cannot be easily replaced by machines because they require creativity, cognitive processing, and things machines simply cannot do yet, all right? On the other hand, administrative jobs, including HR, are increasingly being outsourced or replaced entirely. Data entry, those jobs being replaced entirely. People like Elon Musk literally detest the concept of wasting money and wasting time, and he will happily put a lot of women out of work that do useless jobs. He's the same guy who fired his assistant a few years ago when she asked him for a raise and he told her, 2 weeks off and I basically do your job. I try to do the things that you do for me over that time. And let's see if you act- if I actually need you. And after he discovered that he didn't need her, he fired her. All right? Most of the jobs that women do are non-essential and can be automated out quite easily. There are even a number of angry NGTOW. Someone says angry NGTOW is okay. So we have a little troll. We have an angry little troll in the chat. So guys, just keep, just, you know, when you see Red Pill Crypto says angry for president, when you see these little, when you see these crybabies, when you see these little crybabies in the chat, just block them. See, people, they're angry. They're angry because we're going our own way. We're focused on ourselves and our own happiness. And just like that, he is now gone. Ah, shoot. I just banned him and Indominus NGTOW accidentally unbanned him. It's Indominus, you gotta make sure that you block him again. But then it says block, so I guess he's okay. If he comes back, just get rid of him. All right? At the end of the day, NGTOW is about men going their own way, focusing on themselves and their own happiness, and not putting up with the bullshit. Indominus says, shit angry, you beat me to it. Red Pill Crypto Shark was banned by Wilkin. Rickland Rodriguez, why did you ban Red Pill Crypto Shark? Red Pill Crypto Shark, I don't think he's a troll. Let me see here. Yeah, he said angry NGTOW be gone through. Yeah, Red Pill, we apologize. Red Pill Crypto Shark is not a troll, guys. I just unblocked him. Guys, be careful with the bans. Double check to make sure you're not banning people who are actually, you know, saying get rid of the trolls. I think you just, Wilkin thought that he was a troll. Someone says, hey, angry NGTOW, get these pussies out of here. You keep on preaching. Thank you very much. By the way, just so you guys know, the Skype, the chat line is open. So if you guys want to call in, you are free to do so. Definitely go ahead and call in if you want to jump on here with all angry and talk about what's happening and your thoughts on all this crazy shit happening around us. Someone said gay ass trolls. So like I said, Wilkin, don't worry, I unblocked them. These, you know, these people, they're going to come in as we're going our own way. They're so angry. Women are getting scared, guys. And I keep thinking to myself that these people are going to come, like, there's going to be people who literally come for me. They're calling me the ISIS of NGTOW right now. One guy, Mr. Deporion or whatever his name is, he made a video, angry NGTOW is the ISIS of NGTOW, because I don't have sympathy. I don't express sympathy towards women. I'm not making any types of gestures or saying anything that any type of harm should come to them, but simply because I don't express empathy towards them, that makes me dangerous. The simple truth is that more and more men are just going to simply stop talking to them and avoid them entirely. When I say avoid them, I mean avoid them. I mean, a guy, men are simply not going to want to be around them. Men are going to start checking into MGTOWs, all right? They're going to start going out, building MGTOWs, and checking into them. And the very first MGTOWs are on the way. The first MGTOW houses already exist. They've existed for years, all right? Going forward, there won't be any more dates for most women, all right? Not in the West. Men are going to stop taking women on dates virtually entirely, and it's going to become a cultural norm. No more dates. Don't take her on a date. Have nothing to do with her. It's going to spread down to all the boys of all ages. Let me tell you how things travel. They travel through word of mouth. Right now, MGTOW is moving through word of mouth, which is the most unbelievable thing. You think the internet is powerful? Word of mouth is the most powerful force. One boy tells another boy about me. Another boy tells another boy, and he tells his friends. All right? These friends tell their friends that go to another school, and it begins to spread from school to school to school to parents, and it starts to spread to the internet, and it starts to spread to circles and all kinds of other places. Angel Mech donated $2 via Super Chat. He says, how much is Red Pill Coin worth right now? I have 1K. If you have 1K in Red Pill Coin right now, it was going for a penny back in July, and now it's going for now it's going for 5 cents per coin, although MGTOWs get a special discount and you get them for 2 cents. So your coins right now at this moment, if you have 1,000, then that would be worth about $50. Okay, so you, depending on when you purchased them, you would have made a good amount. If you purchase them for $25, then your coins are worth about $50. If you purchase them for a penny back in July, then you've made, then you would have gotten them for next to nothing, right? So you've made a great profit. Right now you're doing well. You would have gotten them for about, 10 bucks? Got them for about 10 bucks. So, yeah, everyone who purchased coins back in July, they're studs right now. If you purchased your coins back in July, you're a stud right now. You're a stud right now. I mean, there was one guy who purchased well over a million actually, and he's now sitting on a crazy amount of cash. I mean, he's sitting on a crazy amount of cash. Once they actually start trading at the exchanges, I mean, he's going to be cashing out for a ton of money. Okay, and we're expecting these coins to go up to easily 20 cents because in December we're going to raise the price to 10 cents per coin. 10 cents per coin during the next ICO round. All right. So if you got them for 2.5 cents right now, all right, if you got them for two pennies right now, those coins are going to be selling for 10 cents in December. 10 cents. So think about that psychotic premium that you'll be getting on them and that's when we're expecting the bulk of our sales to happen. So it's going to be pretty, serious. I said it already, women price themselves out of the sexual marketplace, out of the reproductive marketplace, out of the economy, out of the job market. The government's not paying for them anymore. Very sad days are ahead for women. Gender separation is essentially the future. It's going to be gender separation in the sense where parents who don't have enough money to send their boys to an all-boys school or can't find one are going to simply start homeschooling their boys. All right? Mothers are going to say they don't want their sons near these whores. They don't want their sons having their lives fucked up. Some troll in the chat, angry fucked his mommy. No, I fucked your mommy. It wasn't really good. It was more like 15 seconds, she was seconds, like seconds upon seconds. You know, everyone had been in there. It wasn't good for me. It really wasn't good for me. All right, get that little bitch out of here. These little fuck boys and fuck girls are gonna come into the chat. They're gonna try to ruin the chat because you know what? They hate the message. They hate that MGTOW is growing. They hate that we're making a giant difference in the world. Okay, let me tell you something. When all these people hate you, it means you're doing something right. Okay, because they're scared of you. They're scared of you. And the truth of the matter is, we are making it. You're making it. I talk about the notion that feminism is cancer, and let me tell you, it truly is. Feminism is poison. It poisoned women to the point that now they have very few options. Feminism just being female nature left unchecked. Their own nature destroyed them, okay? Gender separation is essentially MGTOW 3.0, and we're moving into MGTOW 3.0 right now. When do we see MGTOW 3.0 manifesting? It's manifesting now. In 2017, we are beginning to transition into MGTOW 3.0. Not MGTOW 2.0. MGTOW 2.0, we are leaving MGTOW 2.0 in 2017, and we are transitioning full force into MGTOW 3.0. MGTOW 3.0 is separating yourself from women socially, separating yourself from women and the government socially, financially, and economically. This means keeping your money in places that the government can't take it from you, or a woman can't access it and extract it from you through the state. Okay, so for example, if your money is in crypto, if you're getting paid in crypto, the banks can't get to your money. They're going to have to go through a lot of shit to get access to your funds. If you're a consultant, you can say, pay me in Bitcoin. Pay me in Bitcoin, all right? That is changing everything right there, all right? Men are separating themselves socially from women. So basically, they're choosing to work jobs where they do not have to work with or directly interact with women. That's a big thing. They're also no longer mentoring women. All right? Separating yourself socially, financially, and economically from the government and women. This also means men going not necessarily off the grid, but socially putting themselves in areas where the government has less control over their lives and what they can say and do. This is where the emergence of MGTOWs come in. Men living amongst other men, separating themselves from socially, economically, and financially from the government and its whore. This is what's happening. This is what's beginning to manifest. And it's happening. It's starting now in 2017. The writing is on the wall. More and more men. If you look at Silicon Valley men, they're moving towards MGTOW 3.0. They're not simply just not choosing not to marry or have children and focusing on themselves and their own happiness. They're choosing not to date. They're looking for ways to protect their wages, their assets and resources from women. And they're going towards crypto. They're decentralizing themselves from the government, from women, from society, okay? MGTOW 3.0 is decentralization from society, from the government, financially, economically, and socially, from government and its whore. That's MGTOW 3.0, and we are now entering MGTOW 3.0. I'm going to be talking more about it. I remember Sandman basically said MGTOW 3.0 was going monk, but no, it's not, because going monk is essentially avoiding relationships with women and, you know, cutting back on your relationships with women as much as possible. MGTOW 3.0 is more similar to MGTOW Hermit in many ways, essentially separating yourself from society, from women, and from the economy. This doesn't mean that you don't have a job. Instead, your income is decentralized. You're not keeping it in banks. You're keeping your assets in places that it cannot easily be taken away from you. You're not going on dates or wasting money on women, all right? You're not choosing no longer to work with them or work around them. You're going your own way in every sense of the word, all right? You're essentially disengaging from society as much as possible. Disengaging, you're decentralizing. That's the best word to use. You are decentralizing yourself from society as much as possible. You're decentralizing yourself from the government. Now you are decentralizing yourself from women as much as possible. So none have control over your assets, your resources, your happiness, your well-being. This is MGTOW 3.0, and it is manifesting right now and is beginning to happen rapidly. We are now entering an amazing time. We are entering MGTOW 3.0, and I called it. I'm calling it right now. MGTOW 3.0 has begun. MGTOW 3.0 has begun, and it is beautiful, and it is doing amazing things. Regulus Healing says, dumbass welfare is about to get shut the fuck down. It absolutely is. Guys, another thing is that men are choosing to go to trade schools instead of going to college. I said this was going to happen. Young men going, and I think Timothy Loiza, I had him on one of the call-ins earlier. And basically what he said is that he's going to a trade school for computer programming right now. Computer programming, he's getting his A+ certification and all of these things. Let me explain something to you. These are the certifications that people typically get after they graduate from college. He's getting these certificates. He's basically learning how to program and going and getting these certifications without college at all. He will go and get a job, and he'll actually be preferred over someone with a college education who has not learned the wrong way of doing things and didn't spend 4 years learning how to do a lot of nothing, okay? That is what we're looking at right now. We're looking at full decentralization, socially, financially, and economically for men, from women and the government. MGTOW 3.0 is truly monumental. Like I said, MGTOW 4.0, that's essentially, I called it eradication, but I forget the best name. There's another name that works better for it, which is essentially women is, it's a bad point. All right, MGTOW 3.0 is the start of that, and that leads into 4.0. Like I said, 5.0 is basically we're now entering a world without women. There is no 6.0. But at 3.0, at the stage we're at right now, is 3.0, which is gender separation. Men separating themselves from women. Boys being separated from girls in schools. No longer going to schools, instead being homeschooled. Choosing not to go to prom. Prom is going to die off. Guys, listen to me. Prom is going to die off. Prom's going to die off. Can you imagine all the garbage that young boys are going through right now at these proms that are being told, if you touch the girl inappropriately, it's rape? They've been getting told this crap for years right now. If you do this, it's sexual assault. Don't do this to your date. If she drinks and you have sex with her, it's rape. All these boys are hearing this crap in high school. They're just going to give up on women entirely. All right? They're seeing what happened to their fathers, their brothers, their uncles, who got fucked over in every single way possible. And now they're saying, yeah, not me. We've had multiple generations, grandfathers and fathers, that they've witnessed getting fucked. Timothy Loiza talked about it. He witnessed his father, his stepfather, his grandfather, all of them getting fucked over by women and society. Okay? It's been happening. It's multi-generational. You can't lie to the kids anymore. They see it for themselves. Like I said, all the millennial women are going to run out and try to put on a skirt and act like Betty fucking Crocker. But it won't make a fucking difference because no one gives a damn. There's no going back to the way things once were. Men are going their own way, and gender separation is the future. And it's starting now. It's places like Silicon Valley. It's starting now in classrooms, as boys are being taken out of classrooms and homeschooled or put into all boys schools, or our parents are saying, well, we want our boys only in classes where there are boys, okay? Gender separation is happening now. It's happening rampantly, and men are never going to go back. Men are also decentralizing themselves sexually from women. They're going out and they're getting their bitch dolls and their bitch bots, and they're perfectly happy with them. I made a video earlier showing you a guy who got himself a bitch doll for like $2,800, and he is in love with her. He is in love with her, and he explained it quite rationally that he's not crazy. He knows that she's not a real person, but she meets the needs of a woman. He doesn't feel alone. He feels happy. He's able to dress her the way he wants to dress her, and looking at the characteristics that he likes in a female. He takes care of her like a princess. He bathes her. He keeps her clean. He uses like a special type of lotion or something to keep the silicone moist so that it doesn't get damaged. At the end of the day, men are finding the tenderness of an inanimate object to be more tender than an actual bio woman. This is a significant change in society that is now leading to the mass decentralization of men from society. Men decentralizing themselves from society, the government, and women, financially, socially, and economically. And I know I'm repeating it over and over because I want to hammer it into your heads. Indominus MGTOW in the chat says, what, no more trolls? These guys have been on a banning spree. Nolan Baptiste says, hey, Angry MGTOW, so what should we do, man? Basically, what you should be doing right now is investing in crypto. Like I said, you guys only have 24 hours left. Actually, let me correct myself. You have less than 24 hours to get red pills right now at a 50% discount. You should be investing in crypto. You should be investing in Bitcoin. You should be investing in alternative cryptocurrencies as well, because that's where you're going to make the most money when they take off again next year. All right? Everyone's going to be jumping into them. And the entry point for Bitcoin is going to get so high right now that by next year, people are going to be jumping into many other alternatives because they're going to say, well, I want a faster return. And this specific cryptocurrency is not delivering me the return that I was hoping. It's not going to deliver me a return very quickly. You know, you jump into Bitcoin at $100, sure, it might take off more, but it's also going to stabilize quite a bit. It's going to go in spurts. When it hits $100,000, it may stay at $100,000 for a while, fall a little bit, go up a little bit more, but it might stabilize there for a while and then increase gradually over the next decade. Hence why alternative cryptos like Red Pill Coin are a major thing you want to get into. You want to go and get some Red Pill Coins. You can find a link to my Patreon in the description of the video. You can go over there, get some Red Pill Coins, 50% off. Like I said, they're going to be selling for 10 cents in December per coin. Get some now for 2 pennies. You get a 50% discount. They're 5 cents right now. You can get them for 2.5 pennies. That's an insane deal. Don't miss out on that. You should be getting yourself crypto to prepare for the shit that's going to happen. All right? You don't want to be learning about this a year from now. You don't want to be learning about crypto for a year from now. You don't want to be suddenly purchasing your first crypto coins a year from now. You do not want to do that. You want to invest now. You want to invest early. That is the key. Red Pill Crypto Shark says, crypto was created for and by MGTOW. This is correct, all right? It's the step towards decentralizing yourself from society, from the government and its whore, all right? That is crypto, all right? This is where it starts right now. You need to begin taking care of yourself, getting yourself physically fit so that you can live more off the grid, not necessarily out in the wilderness, but so that you're not massively dependent on the state for your medication. You should also begin learning, get your passport in order. So for example, when shit hits the fan, what do you think everyone's going to do? They're going to start trying to fly out of the country. Go and get your passport in order right now. If you do not have a passport, you can get one for like $60 and you can expedite it for like $25, I think. All right, go and get a passport. Expedite that motherfucker, all right? Get yourself a passport if you don't have one. Expedite it. Do it now. That is not something you should wait on. You should have your passport sitting ready and waiting in case you need to get the fuck out of that country. Jeff M just left $100. $100 Australian. Thank you very much, brother. He says, just for being angry, MGTOW. Thank you so much, brother. $100 from Jeff M. $100 from Jeff M. $100 Australian. Thank you so much, brother. Rock Matrix says, my passport expired. Sounds like I have to renew it. That's absolutely correct. Go and renew it now, because when shit hits the fan, you're not going to be able to get a passport. They're going to start saying things along the lines of, oh, there's a 2-year waiting list, or currently we don't actually know how long it's going to be. So please keep checking back, because the line for people getting passports is so long. Did you guys know to get a birth certificate reissued right now, it takes something like 2 years? It's not that easy. It really is not that easy. So trust me, you want your passport. Your passport is also the equivalent of your birth certificate. Yes, it is. It is your proof of U.S. citizenship. It is your proof of nationality. It is your passport out of this shithole that you're currently calling the U.S. of A. I'm loving how fast you guys are just banging these fuckboys. Roostro says, got my password. Very good, bro. Malaha 808 says, Thailand might not even be that safe. Let me tell you something that I'm noticing. I'm noticing that in countries that feminism has been rearing up in Western and in Eastern countries, it's getting knocked down very quickly. Knocked down very quickly. Countries where I thought feminism would actually appear first before it died down, no. It's appearing and it's being squashed, or it appeared already and it's being squashed. Feminism is being squashed in Italy, of all places. Feminism is being squashed, obliterated in Italy, of all places. And one of the reasons is because Italy is a very traditionalist, very traditional country. It's a country of sex. It's a country of money. It's a country of sensuality. It's a country of mom. Every mother in Italy wants a grandchild. Every woman in Italy wants a man who's going to provide for her later on in life. So the very Western crap that's happening here in the United States, in Italy, that shit is beginning to collapse. All those little women, all those women who are trying to play that crap in Italy, they are beginning to rush back to find men and are criticizing feminists left and right. Okay? In countries like Brazil, where they were trying to push feminism, you literally have the president of, or the ex-president of Brazil, on the run from the law right now after being indicted for corruption. Places like South Korea. In places like South Korea, their feminists are being met with violence by South Korean men. South Korean men are meeting feminists with violence in South Korea. Violence. There are some men who don't even have jobs. They spend all their time working against feminists. Working against them, going after them. They are literally squashing feminism, and they are not fucking around. And the number of men that are going, that are joining groups such as the MRA over there are big. The difference with the MRA in South Korea and the United States is they are violent. They are violent. They use violence. They are not afraid to speak up. Don't forget that these countries were highly patriarchal from the very beginning. And even that, in that respect, they are still patriarchal in some sense, that society still expects men to take care of women. And men are fighting back. They are not taking the bullshit that women have been putting out or dishing out with feminism. Like I said, in places like South Korea, it's going to become a peep. Like, let me tell you something about Asian women from like Japan and South Korea. They can be extremely timid. Extremely timid. As soon as the man just yells at them and stands up for himself and shows some masculinity, they will never challenge him ever again. If he loses his shit on her one time, they will never challenge him again. They will go right back to the kitchen and keep their mouths shut. That's what's happening in South Korea right now. Japan, in many ways, feels like a lost cause. And the interesting thing about Japan is that they're just looking towards automation to solve as many of the problems as possible. Japan, in many ways, is a lost cause. I have to say that. And the government doesn't really know what to do, how to encourage men to start families anymore, because they don't want to step on anyone's foot. Well, guess what? When their population falls so low come like 2030 that they're basically shutting down entire areas, they're going to start saying, we don't want feminism. You know, I mean, how do I put this? Feminism is, it's dead. It's dead as a doornail in the West. It's dead as a doornail in the West. You have to understand, a lot of these women are now finding themselves alone and miserable, and they're drinking hard. You're going to see an epidemic in Japan as well of women drinking hard. And you're going to see the suicide rates and the death toll, the mortality rates in places like Japan increasing for women as it decreases for men. As men decentralize themselves from society, financially, socially, economically, you're going to see our lifespans increasing as the female lifespan decreases, and it's going to be substantial gradual declines. They're going to say, why is the female lifespan decreasing so much and now coming in line with the male lifespan while the male lifespan is increasing? You know, scientists have found that men who never get married and have never been, men who have never been married actually have longer lives than men who have been married. You heard me right. Never married men, not divorced men. Never married men have longer lifespans than men who have, that have been married, that are married or have been married. And it's something that the researchers hate to admit, and they try to hide those statistics. Let me explain something very carefully. As the marriage rate continues to go down, the female mortality rate will continue to increase, will continue to become substantial. What's happening in not only in the West, also, we have to talk about tax revenue. Men are beginning to work easier jobs or less or fewer jobs. And like I said, they're decentralizing their wealth from society. If the government tries to crack down on cryptocurrency, then it will only encourage men to use them even more, creating applications that they can easily trade their crypto from over networks on the dark web that cannot be easily accessed by the government of the world. The governments. Most countries are now regulating crypto, and I don't see crypto being banned in the US. I see it being regulated, especially under Donald Trump, who is all about deregulation. In fact, the Republicans are actually working to pass bills through Congress to protect cryptocurrency from regulation. Pay attention to what's happening right now, and you will actually see how monumental this is. Guys, let me talk about how I'm able to use cryptocurrency in my own life. The way that we set up campaigns for Red Pill, advertising campaigns, or even pay people is in cryptocurrency right now. It's pretty amazing being able to move hundreds or thousands of dollars in literally seconds with no bank involved, no taxes, none of that bullshit, and sometimes just a small fee for the mining cost, which is for the power that's used from the people who run the computers that process the transaction to move it from point A to point B, which is substantially lower than if you were to go into a bank. And the government cannot easily trace these currencies. There's also new services that basically mix up these addresses, so it makes it almost impossible to figure out who sent what to who. Well, I've said it already and I'll say it again. Happy days are ahead for men. Sad days are ahead for women. Someone says, what if the government banned feminists? It doesn't matter. The government doesn't need to ban feminists. Let me explain something to you. It will be women themselves who say they want the word feminism removed from the public and no more mention of it. It'll be women themselves railing and raving against feminism. Guys, I had predicted this years ago. Women are going to say, feminism got us everything we wanted. Now let's fight it together. All right? And that's what, and you're seeing that happening with the anti-feminist movement right now. These are all feminist women who want to hold on to the rights and privileges that feminism got for them, but they don't want the responsibilities that came with them. Women entering the military at this point is almost a done deal. Something can't happen. And they might say, oh, wow, fuck. But everything so far has said that women need to serve. The Pentagon ruled just last week that women need to serve in the military, and they need to sign up for the draft. They must be required to sign up for the draft. Every woman 18 through 25 years old. This is going to literally put fear in the hearts of women all around the United States. Okay? The idea that a draft can never happen is an absolute lie. The draft was restarted back in 1980 under President Carter, I believe, a Democrat. At this point, it's highly likely that women will start having to sign up for the draft over the next 2 years. Within the next 1 to 2 years, maybe next year itself, the requirement will go into effect that women need to start signing up for the draft as of 2019. Loss of welfare, Donald Trump recently said that he wants to essentially restructure the entire welfare, the entire agricultural program, and reform welfare. What does reform welfare mean? It means cut that shit. He wants to cut it out, and he wants to cut it out virtually entirely. He doesn't want it around anymore. That's what we're looking at right now. We're looking at food stamps, the program being wiped out entirely and replaced with something else, like essentially work for food. We're looking at Section 8. Section 8 is on its deathbed right now, and he wants that entire shit shut down. He also wants he's already cutting money. He's already cut funds to charity programs that like soup kitchens and food pantries that provide food to the homeless and low-income people. He's already cut funds to those as well in the budget. And he may damn well eliminate them as well towards these programs while expanding them for things like federal aid and relief to people who actually need it in times of emergencies. He's doing some very interesting things. For example, he actually increased the HUD budget. He actually increased the HUD budget, but he's focusing on rebuilding the infrastructure, rebuilding properties that are crumbling, roads that are falling apart, bridges that have not been maintained in years. That's what Trump's actually doing. At the beginning of the year, he also put a hiring freeze on hiring any new federal employees and filling vacant positions. That's going to have a substantial effect on female employment in coming years. But let me correct myself, in the coming year, as more and more women try to look for jobs from the government and can't find them. The vast majority of all people that work for the government are actually women. Bet you didn't know that. No new jobs are being created. And if someone gets fired, that job cannot be filled either. Shit is hitting the fan, and it's hitting the fan hard. December 16th. Can't come soon enough, which is the day that these cuts are going to go into effect. They're set to go into effect. And when they go into effect, these women are just days away from Christmas. This is going to be a Christmas gift for us because January 1st, they're not going to have food stamps. Single women, the millennial women that live off food stamps, they're not going to get that shit anymore. They're not going to get food stamps. Tyrone's not getting food stamps. None of these people are getting food stamps. Section 8 is being cut monumentally by billions of dollars. A significant number of people will be on the streets and homeless, specifically women, as something like 90% or 90-something percent of the people on Section 8 are women with their children. Reverend Islam says shark. Donald Trump is a shark. He is the Tyrone of the United States, and he's not fucking around. Donald Trump is about to give it to Lady Liberty, long dick style. Let's be very clear about that. Eddie Imperial says women fuck their way to the top of the government. That's absolutely true. I mean, look at Hollywood. They fucked their way to the top of Hollywood, and now they're saying that they were all sexually assaulted. It's such a victimization culture right now that you have men trying to get in on it and saying they were assaulted too. Big beefy guys like Terry Crews has stepped out saying, he touched my penis and he grabbed my balls. I was so scared. Tyrone looking tough man Terry Crews that could rip a phone book in half claims that he had his penis and his balls grabbed. And he didn't know what to do. He was just stunned and frozen. Then he goes, I mean, I would have kicked his ass, but I didn't want to cause any trouble. So why are you complaining about it? Why are you complaining about it, Terry? And of all times now, you could have spoken out about it a long time ago. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek claims that when he was a naive, like 21-year-old, he had his ass grabbed by some executives. Like, are you kidding me? They grabbed my ass and they put a finger in my booty. Get the fuck out of here. He says that he was a naive young man and he didn't know how to react in the situation. You've got to be fucking kidding me. And it's getting, Hollywood has imploded. Hollywood has imploded. Like, after this year, fuck Hollywood. They have torn everything to pieces. They've torn down their own. They've torn down each other. The liberals are ripping each other apart. Ben Affleck has been accused of sexual assault. Kevin Spacey has been accused of sexual assault. All these so-called liberal cucks are accusing each other, all right? And Harvey Weinstein is going to start dropping some big mega truth bombs very soon. Harvey Weinstein hasn't struck yet. He's going to start bringing people down with him, and he's going to bring some very powerful and famous women down, like Jennifer. Why do you think Jennifer Lawrence isn't speaking? Muscle Man says, angry, I sent an email. All right. So, like I said, if you guys want to get on the podcast, you're absolutely free to send me an email, and I'll do my best to get you on the podcast. Whoa. Call-in number. Looks like we are. So we have some people who want to, jump in on call. So guys, like I said, this shit is not going to end here. It's not going to end today. It's not going to end tomorrow. It is monumental. And like I said, Harvey Weinstein is going to take a lot of people down with him. He's an evil son of a bitch. And he's going to take, he is a part of the New World Order. And he's going to take a ton of people down with him. Yes, he is. Like I said, Hollywood is being replaced by streaming services. It's too expensive to pay these people who are being paid for nothing these days. They're being paid essentially to do absolutely nothing. Let me see here. Danzel says, angry, I called in yesterday. Can I call in again? Because nobody seems to want to call in. Guys, if you want to call in, if you already have the call-in number, go ahead and call in. Go ahead and call in. The lines are open. And I'll get you on air. Because we're talking about some serious shit right here. All right? Gender separation is the future going forward. It is happening right now. Not tomorrow. Not next year. Gender separation is happening. MGTOW 3.0 is here, and it is not fucking around. We're not fucking around. Men are not fucking around. Men are going their own way. Men have had it. You know, you've got whores getting pissed off that sex bots are replacing them right now. Men have more interest in sex bots than anything else. Guys, I never thought that my content was reaching so many men until I actually started having people calling in, all right? And I started hearing the voices of these real men and started seeing, wow, you guys are real and you guys are passionate and you guys have stories. There's a story behind every single man. And these aren't stories of anger. These are legitimate stories of betrayal, of pain, of suffering, and of abuse. I said that feminism, or at least the label, would die in 2017. And I was absolutely right. It's dead. It's dead as a fucking doornail.
Yo, angry.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who do I have on the line?
Yo, it's Jack Me Off again.
What's going on, bro?
Yo, all I got to say about these Hollywood fuckers, bitches. Man, if you getting fucking $20 million, you can't buy no therapy after getting your groin groped and still be fucking loaded?
Bro.
Oh my god, he touched my butt! Oh, I'm rich. Okay.
Do you know who Terry Crews is? Do you know who Terry Crews is?
Yeah, fucking President Camacho from Idiocracy.
Dude. Let's be realistic. This is a guy who could rip phone books in half. Do you believe a single word coming out of his fucking mouth?
I mean, I don't know. There's lots of, like, gay dudes. I mean, could have been, like, some Milo Yiannopoulos fucker, you know, who's really into the brown guys, you know?
But why now?
I don't know. I mean, if you were a big fucking dude who could rip phone books in half, would you be like, you know, I only got this job because a little producer guy grabbed my yoo-hoo? I mean, you wouldn't say that. Not unless everyone else did.
You would have, all right, Jack, if you were a big guy, if you were a big, beefy, Tyrone-looking motherfucker, and some guy comes up and grabs your balls, wouldn't you at least slap his fucking hand away?
I would have probably punched him in the throat. But if there was a $20 million paycheck attached to it, I'd probably tolerate it that one time.
But here's the interesting thing. From what he said, these people weren't even, he didn't even work for these people, all right?
Oh, well, that motherfucker would have been dropped. If you ain't signing a huge paycheck for me, you ain't touching nothing. I mean, angry. If there was $20 million attached to it, wouldn't you let Harvey Weinstein grab your ass?
$20 million?
Yeah, like what if you're getting like a Jennifer Lawrence paycheck, you know?
Well, we all know Jennifer Lawrence. We all know he got something off Jennifer Lawrence. That's why she's keeping her fucking mouth shut right now.
Sounds like he got something on Jennifer Lawrence. Like, I mean, balls on her chin.
I get what you're saying, dude. But all these different people coming out right now saying, I mean, this is just a victimization. The victimization culture. Then you also have the hashtag #MeToo, where all women are now rushing on Twitter to say they've been harassed and they've been molested too.
Hey, they knew what they were getting into when they got into the industry. I mean, the casting couch concept has been joked about for a long time.
Mm-hmm. You see, that's the funny thing. All these women.
I bet Lucille Ball had to go through the fucking casting couch. Jane Mansfield, you think any of these bitches didn't fucking get to where they were because they didn't suck a dick? The right dick in the right spot?
Dumbass Lucille Ball. She is the perfect example of someone who took it up the ass, like one of the first 19th century whores to take it up the ass, because she was not a very talented actress. Let's be very clear. All right, I don't think she was.
She wasn't very funny either.
Thank you very much. Her comedy was nonsense. The only reason why I watched it when I was growing up is because I only had like 5 channels.
You know, and after Nickelodeon went to Nick at Night, you were just kind of stuck watching Mr. Ed and her.
The simple to goodness truth is that we're witnessing the death of feminism is dead in 2017. At least the label is. Do you agree with me?
I mean, I don't know if the label will be dead. I think the label will become a negative, and women will just rush to some lesser term that still means feminism, but doesn't mean feminism.
Well, they're trying that already with egalitarianism, or calling themselves equalists. But after the term feminism fucked it up, no one's going to want to put another label on themselves. And the idea of saying, okay, now we're all about equality. Yesterday's feminist calling themselves an equalist now? Get the hell out of here. Everyone's going to say, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Just looking at the structure of the way things are going, like I said, men are decentralizing themselves from women, from the government, socially, economically, financially.
Man, I don't know. Just fuck all them bitches. Most of them deserve to get groped anyways.
You know, the thing is, like, they all went there. They all went to Harvey Weinstein to get their first role. I mean, they knew exactly what they were doing there. That's why they went there. People have known about Harvey Weinstein for a long time. And that's how these women did it. That's how they got their roles. That's how they got their money. That's how they got a call back.
Angry, did you ever see the movie? It was like a double movie called Grindhouse. It was done by Tarantino and Rodriguez.
I never saw Grindhouse, but I heard it was pretty good, right?
It wasn't bad. It was intentionally done to be like 70s, like low budget cheese. But the Tarantino one is called Death Proof, and these girls from Hollywood leave their hottest friend with some redneck so they can borrow his car, and then tell him that she likes to do things. So they literally, these Hollywood girls, whore off their friend to a stranger to take his car on a joyride. And she's dressed like a cheerleader when they leave her with him. There's some dude in the middle of the woods.
Doesn't he end up getting killed in the end?
No, that's Kurt Russell. He ends up getting killed at the end. But you know what they never address? The car that they borrowed gets fucked up. They never address what happened to their fourth friend. Like, the movie just ends with Kurt Russell dying, and they never address what happened to their extra slutty Hollywood friend that they pawned off on some dude to borrow his car. And, like, you could tell, like, when they were gone, he comes up to her at one point, and he's looking like he's about to unzip his fly, and she's just got this look of, like, oh my god, is this the casting couch?
This is what women have done for a long time. I mean, women have sold and bartered using their sexuality. Just like they sell themselves on the street, they sell themselves in Hollywood. You know, I was listening to this thing where they explained that a lot of these B-list actresses during the Emmys and all these other award shows, they basically are on these boats, on these yachts with these very rich men fucking them. Oh, you want to fuck a celebrity? You want to fuck someone who's been in a movie? You can fuck them. All right, and these women, they like to pretend like they're actually on dates, when in reality, they're basically whores. I mean, Pussycat Dolls, the group recently, one of the women came out and said that they were whores. They were prostitutes. They were basically sent to fuck all these different guys. It was a front for a whore. It was a front for a prostitution ring.
Well, you know, you gotta stick with what their actual talents are.
Like I said, bro, shit is hitting the fan. And when I say feminism is dead, I said the label feminism will be dead. Feminism, or at least the label, will die in 2017. What that means is people will see feminism for the crap that it is. In 2018, feminists won't know that no one sees them anymore. So come 2018, you'll still have women calling themselves feminists as everyone else is marching on beyond feminism. They'll still be trying to yell and carry on with the nonsense. By the end of 2018, they'll start to like wake up and say, oh shit, no one sees this anymore. Come 2019, everyone's going to try to act like feminism never happened, as women are now falling into a very sad state, because especially with all the massive cuts that are coming to the social welfare programs. And these social welfare cuts are not only going to affect the United States, they're going to affect Canada, they're going to affect the UK. In places like Europe right now, as men are going their own way, as fewer men are contributing to the economy, as more and more jobs are being replaced by automation, women are going to feel this around the world. And the tax revenue, first off, women don't pay taxes, men pay taxes. Women over the course of their lives will have a $250,000 negative impact on the economy. Men will create a surplus. Without men busting their asses and working 10 times as hard to get a woman to start a family, all that tax revenue will go bye-bye. And as that tax revenue goes bye-bye, that only causes a number of things happen. First off, that means fewer police officers, all right? Let me explain something that people don't realize. There are more cops on the street when you have a good economy than when you have a bad economy. People don't realize that, okay? When there's less money, there's less money to hire people, all right? You'll start to notice that they're going to start putting Tyrones out, all right? They're going to start letting Tyrones out of prison, saying it's too expensive to keep them in jail. Low-level offenders, they're going to be the first ones to go. Then gang members are next. Tyrone is next on the line. Like, listen, Tyrone, you can't stay in here anymore, all right? You've been here too long, all right? You're a big boy.
No one's going to hire Tyrone except FEMA.
We're using Tyrone as
a... with his record.
As soon as Tyrone steps out, he's stepping into FEMA. And like I said, his supervisor, Chad, is going to tell him what to do.
Yeah, but you're saying, like, women are going to act like they weren't feminists.
Yeah.
What are. A lemon like YouTube Big Red, the angry red-haired bitch that's always telling people, shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! I'm your ally! Shut the fuck up!
She's going
What's
going
to happen to bitches like that?
She's going to look like an old crazy spinster, and she's going to act like a
She already does.
She already does, but it's going to become more apparent. She's already pretty old as it is, but it's going to become more apparent with her. In the next couple of years, you're going to see like little, you're going to see Big Red walking around, but like some homeless woman just trying to survive. Many of these feminists are being starved as well, as organizations like NOW are being defunded. Planned Parenthood is being completely defunded. Donald Trump has said that his goal is to completely eliminate Planned Parenthood, and it's going to happen. Also, women are going to start paying more for healthcare again. Under the Affordable Care Act a number of years ago, women began paying less. They began paying the same amount as men, so men began subsidizing the healthcare of women. Now Donald Trump is changing that again, so women will have to pay more. Any woman who has been pregnant or ever who is pregnant or has ever been pregnant, she's paying more, and it's going to be substantially more. It's raising healthcare costs again. So things such as free tampons. Now, let me correct myself. Things such as free birth controls, forget about it. That shit's already gone. Donald Trump already reversed the rules on that a few weeks ago, all right? And there's more massive changes in the works. It's essentially going to be this. Either you find a job, find a husband, or you're going to find FEMA.
And you know, bitches are going to fucking freak once their health care costs go up. But you never hear them fucking demand equality for me to have to pay the same insurance rate for my car. But men cause less accidents. We just cause better ones when they happen. And by better, I mean impressive. Like, holy shit, man, you crushed the whole front end on that bitch. Yeah, you should see the other car. It's even worse.
Something interesting is that I used to work in insurance, and insurance premiums are actually gradually increasing for women because they're noticing that women, it's not that women are actually better drivers. That's actually true. It's not that women are better and necessarily safer drivers. Young women are prone to accidents, increasingly prone to accidents, especially in the me generation. Well, that shit's coming to an end as it is. What women are looking at is essentially a situation where they cannot survive at all. They have no options going forward. I made a video earlier that, and I think I got cut off, where I said that when men will demand feminism, women will demand traditionalism. What I meant by that is not the modern day feminism we have. Men are going to say, no, you wanted to be a strong, independent woman, so now go be a strong, independent woman. Don't say that you want traditionalism. Don't say you want the state to take care of you. Don't say you want us to take care of you, because we're not going to. There's going to be a lot of push now for men to basically help women. Guys, you know, for men to rebuild the relationship with women, for the, you know, there's going to be a whole big focus on the family, all right? The whole thing with the family is going to start trying. They're going to try to make a comeback with that. Like, we need to start focus on the family. Get the hell out of here, all right? Because
look, we need to casually get rid of female voting, because they only vote one direction most of the time, and they only vote other people's money into their pockets. We need to have the voting system change to a household voting system. Because there's no point in having a dude vote for one person and a girl voting for the other and basically having a null and void household vote. You know, it's a vote that doesn't count because it's a vote in both directions.
Here's the great thing about all of this. Women are not going to want to give up the rights and privileges that feminism got for them. But at the same time, they're going to literally revolt against the responsibilities, the personal responsibilities that feminism has presented, as men are no longer subsidizing the government, or men are no longer subsidizing them. As a result of that, they're in a complete catch-22 situation. Fucked if they do, fucked if they don't. They really have nowhere to turn to. And women are not going to want to give up their rights, because that's how women are. You know, women can't go backwards. That's something that they have a very hard, I think it was Chris Rock who said it. Women can't go backwards. Can't do it, won't do it. All right? And while many of them are going to try to say that they're looking for a simple life and a simple, you know, a simple man and blah, 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 shit hits the fan and a place to sleep, give them the chance and they're going to want the kitchen sink and everything else that comes with it. Rinse and repeat. To change the current legal structure, it would take decades to undo and unwind all the terrible laws that have been levied against men.
No, I'm just saying this as a kind of a surreptitious way to remove a large number of female votes as if we went to a household voting system. Because, yeah, the single mom households are still going to vote for fucking welfare. But you have cut out the amount of fucking rampant leftist socialist voting.
Okay.
If the head of household is a guy,
you're right.
It's going to be his vote.
Here's the thing, Jack. You're thinking from a point of logic. Women think from a place of emotion. So the idea of them giving up their voting rights would be something that would be emotion. It would come down to emotions with them. And they would not want to give those rights up. The idea of taking away those rights is not going to happen. It's going to be extremely difficult to go backwards than it is to go forward. I don't even know if such a thing is actually possible, especially the direction that we're moving in with men getting bitch bots and seg and bitch dolls and choosing not to marry, have children, you know, separate themselves socially, gender segregate themselves. It doesn't seem like any of it's going backwards. The laws are going to remain in place, and they're only going to be a deterrent for men to marry. Will something change? They'll probably try, I said it before, they'll try to offer some kind of olive branch, which will be absolutely bullshit, and it won't change anything at all. But they'll say that it's progress, and most men won't take it.
No, that makes sense. Fucking. Well, I mean, we have to get a lot of damage done while Trump is in office then. Because once he can't run again, you know, 2024, if he does run and win again in 2020, what do you think is going to happen as the aftermath? That pendulum's going to swing back so much harder.
Incorrect.
You're going to have vicious fucking feminazis trying to resurgence after laying low during the rest of his presidency.
Incorrect. They won't be able to resurge because by the end of his presidency, things will be so fucked. Keep in mind that all the biased laws that feminists have pushed will remain in place. The privileges that women have gotten under the legal structure will have remained in place. So it's not going to be possible. Also, subsidizing women is not going to be possible anymore. Social Security is a ticking time bomb right now. Trying to preserve Social Security and preserve health care is like a juggling act. It's either one or the other, and the Republicans want to just scrap the program entirely. Social Security will completely run out of funds. Social Security is made up of two funds. It's made up of Social Security Disability and General Social Security, which people collect when they typically turn something like 65. However, the entire fund, those two funds entirely, will run out of money by 2034, it's estimated. However, I predict that I'll actually run out of money before that, because with the acceleration of machines taking jobs and the loss of jobs, which they have not factored in, it's going to probably happen closer to 2030 than 2034.
I don't know, Angry. I can see these bitches rallying and riling and
they
putting in
rally.
The biggest motherfucking executive order commie we've ever seen. Like, where Bernie Sanders looks like a fucking capitalist.
It won't happen.
And just having an executive order away a bunch of shit overnight. I mean, I can see bitches pulling that.
What percentage of white women voted for Donald Trump?
I don't know, but probably a lot more of them than other races.
53% of white women voted for Donald Trump. 53%.
Yeah, but that's because they're protecting their nest egg, because their nest egg is their husband.
Think about that carefully. To say that all the white women who voted for Donald Trump were all Republican is bullshit. All right? As people get older, they get more conservative. Also, Generation Z is the most conservative generation in modern history. That's a known fact. Okay? So many of these kids are now becoming of age. They're turning 18. They're turning 19 and even 20. Many of them will now be able to vote in the next election, and they're going to vote for Donald Trump. And after 2020, it's going to be a continue. We've had literally 50, 60 years of rampant liberalism. We're going to literally, you know, I'm going to witness a massive wipe of conservatism flowing through for the next couple of decades. It's not going to be a reversal.
I mean, one could hope.
You're giving, you see, the thing is that because we're still in the feminist bubble, it's very difficult to see outside of the bubble for many people, because the feminists are still raging louder and louder and louder, but the emperor has no clothes. And don't forget what happens when people, when they discover that the emperor has no clothes, they raid the fucking kingdom.
Just because the Gen Z is more red-pilled than any other generation. That doesn't mean at least half of them still ain't like millennials. Most of these dumb kids that I see that age are still just millennials with another title.
Well, that's
like, not every Gen Zer is red-pilled.
Keep in mind, you said something substantial. Half. Most millennials are complete liberal idiots. But about half of Generation Z, you said, is woken up. They are red-pilled. That's a substantial number. And as I said, as people get older, they become more conservative. To top it off, the misandry bubble cannot be financed. Spinsterhood cannot be infinitely financed. Men generate money in the economy. As automation reduces tax revenue, as men begin working fewer hours, as they're not married, that reduces tax revenue. They're not working as many hours to get married, to have children. That substantially reduces tax revenue. That has a substantial effect on the economy. Let me tell you something. Once money goes away, it does not come back. And many of the predictions I've made have been happening one after the other. And it's not predictions.
No, you're right. They have been.
The predictions are not based solely that I'm pulling out of my ass. They're looking at statistics and using logic. For example, the last time we had a Great Depression, signs of the depression were the housing industry was falling. You had women going out into the workforce in the 1920s. 1920s, feminism was rearing its terrible head, all right? They were living in the roaring 20s because they thought times were better than they really were. And then everything went downhill. Feminism helped bring down, helped lead to the Great Depression. And it was the baby boom after World War II that actually stabilized the country again. But that shit's coming to an end, and it's coming to an end now. All right, because all the things, all the wealth and resources that that generation left to the boomers has been squandered. It's been spent and it's gone. We're printing more money. We're printing more money than we can ever actually back by anything. Money is only backed by goodwill. And the U.S. dollar is on the verge of losing its status as the global currency, as more countries are deciding to no longer use it as the global currency. The fewer countries that use the U.S. dollar as the currency or rate their currency against the U.S. dollar, that means the less demand for it. The less demand for the U.S. dollar, the less value of the U.S. dollar, the less people believe in the U.S. dollar. The less people believe in the U.S. dollar, the lower the value of the U.S. dollar. It's basic economics, but it's weaved up in such a way that it becomes so more complicated than it really is in the minds of others, especially when people have all this other shit going on. It's difficult to see how all the pieces actually fit together and intertwine.
Hey, I got my phone's almost dead. It's at 5%. But I got one thing that you were just saying that made me think. You think what led up to the boomers, like this like hardcore leftism, do you think it was partially due to the fact that some of these like pre-boomers, like the end of the greatest generation, were a bunch of dudes raised by their moms because their dads had died overseas when they were young? Like the people that were right on the cusp of being boomers? I think you ever wonder if they had like a lot to do with this?
You're absolutely right. That's an excellent point, and it makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it just kind of dawned on me when you were saying that. It's like, well, we had a lot of people die, so you had a lot of single. That was probably like the first group of single moms raising kids since the Civil War.
There, you know, when I was in college, a professor said that a lot of mothers, they started back in the 1950s and 60s. That's, you know, after the children, after all of that happened, they started telling their sons boys should never hit girls. That's where that came from. The whole thing that boys should never hit girls, that started arising back in the 1950s and 60s. That nonsense, all right? Mothers began to indoctrinate their sons as their fathers were being pushed out of the home or as there was just not enough men around because so many men had died overseas fighting.
Man, it makes sense. I'm going to cut so I can plug my phone in, and I don't want to be stuck. I wander a lot when I'm talking, so I'm just going to plug in, listen before my phone dies. You have a good one, Angie.
Thanks for coming on, brother.
Get some Red Bulls in you. Get some Red Bulls in you.
Guys, I told you. Feminism is dead, dead, dead in the water. But it doesn't seem as obvious because, you know, my grandmother used to have a saying. It's funny, I have a million sayings from my grandmother. She would always say, an empty pot makes the most noise. And that's because there's nothing inside of it. And it's true. If you have a pot of rice and you drop it on the ground, it's not going to make as much noise. It's not going to rattle around as much as a pot that's completely empty. It's going to bounce all over the fucking place. That's what feminists are right now. They're empty pots. They literally have nothing inside of them. They are naked. They are wearing no clothes. So, of course, they're going to make the most noise as they are going down. Jack Meoff says he came back early enough to hear himself. That is fucked up, but congrats to you, brother. Z Gaming, all right, let's see. Wayne Harris says the issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. That's what's happening with cryptocurrency, the decentralization of finance. Men are decentralizing their wealth from society, and it's very difficult for them to reclaim control of it. If they try, if they push too hard, people will just continue to go underground. If they try to ban Bitcoin, people are just going to buy more of it. Guys, I want to know what you guys think. I want to know if you guys agree that MGTOW 3.0 is gender separation. MGTOW 3.0 is gender separation. Also, if you guys want to help me to get a new laptop so that I'm not struggling to do these podcasts anymore, definitely consider dropping some cash to help fund that. Thank you to Jeff M for that $100 Australian. That will go a far way. That will go a far way. All right. DR Brain says, AM, are you Asian? I'm part Asian. All right. Ni hao. Okay. At the end of the day, men are going their own way, and we are going our own way from society, from women, financially, socially, economic, and we're going our own way from the government. We are reclaiming our lives for ourselves, reclaiming our wealth, we are reclaiming our passion, and we are rebuilding our relationships with God. Someone said, get a gaming PC, man. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get one of those a cheaper high-end gaming PC that will allow me to stream, that will allow me to do better streaming, right? Let me know what you guys think if you agree that MGTOW 3.0 is gender segregation. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And you know what? I'm going to stream a little bit more because I want to know if you guys, I want to know what you guys are really feeling. I want to know what you guys really think about. We have another call coming in. Come on, guys. Okay. There's another call coming in. So my Skype just died. I apologize. But a call was coming in, and Skype literally, like, guys, that's how fucked up my computer is right now. My computer is so fucked up right now that it literally died. I just died while I was trying to answer the Skype call, and it literally just died on me. Like, it's literally dying. Let me know what you think if you agree that gender segregation is the future. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.